Welcome to the TD Sports NBA Betting Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, February 26th, I'm going to look ahead to the NBA games on the schedule today and then give out my best bets and top props. Make sure you guys are following me on Twitter at Ty Delbridge and the show TD Sports Podcast. I give out last minute bets and some new bets that maybe don't make the podcast. And also make sure to like and subscribe to this podcast on whatever app you are listening to. And with that, let's get into today's show. All right, so today I'm going to try out a new format. So yesterday I quickly gave out my best bets and top props. It was a little rushed. So today I think I'm going to do the same thing, but we'll be a little more slowed down and controlled with my speaking. I went back and listened to that and I was cruising through that. So I do apologize for that. So today I'm just going to look ahead to the NBA games, but I'm not going to break down like I have before. I'm just going to tell you what games are on the schedule and then I'm going to get right into my best bets and top props. So make sure and let me know if this is something you like or if you like the previous one where I did go through every game and maybe went on little rambles about each stuff, but I gave my pick and I usually gave my pick for the total as well. So I'm not going to do that. If that's something you want to see again, make sure and let me know and you can hit me up on Twitter and tell me if that's something you like or if this is better. Well, let's quickly get into it. So for the NBA games, we got the Knicks at Hornets. We got the 76ers at the Cavaliers. We got the Brooklyn Nets at the Wizards. We got the Timberwolves at the Heat. The Magic at the Hawks. Grizzlies at the Rockets. Mavericks at the Spurs. Clippers at the Suns. And Celtics at the Jazz. I don't think there are any national... No, there are two national TV games today. The Grizzlies and Rockets at 5 p.m. West Coast time for me. That's on ESPN. And then the last game of the night, 7:30 p.m. Luckily for me, it's 7:30 p.m. I couldn't imagine watching East Coast basketball. I apologize if that's for you. That is also on ESPN, and that is Celtics at Jazz at 7:30. So those are the games and the national TV games for today. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I'll give out my best bets and top props for the NBA games today. All right, so after a rough couple days of betting in the NBA, and sadly or luckily, I don't know, it's not just me. I've been looking around at other people's Twitters or just other people who do this like more professionally than me, and something about these NBA games the last 2 days have been really weird. Like the favorites, like the Heat, like I had a couple nights before. Last night with the Thunder, they were up huge, over up 14 points, and then they just blow it. So the Heat lost the game to the Cavs, and then the Thunder barely covered against the Bulls. And we saw it with the Bucks at the Wizards. We saw it with the Magic and the Nets the other night. It's just been a weird couple days. These teams are really going first half, their foot on the gas, and then like they're almost coasting the second half. Like I don't know if they're just looking ahead to the next game, if they're thinking about the playoffs. I don't know. It's been weird couple days in the NBA. Stuff has not been like it was in the first half. Some players are like assisting more, like last night with the Nuggets, we saw Jokic only have 4 assists when he was racking up 10, 9, 8, 7 assists for all. We were all over that prop. I've had to stop betting that. He's been getting only like 4 or 5 assists and trying to score more. And now it looks like Jamal Murray is the guy who's going to be dishing up assists, which is weird. He used to be more of a scoring machine. Now he's racking up 8, 9, 10 assists. So stuff's just changing. It's weird in the NBA. We're going to try and get our finger on it soon. So with that, we're going to get into today's games and hopefully we can have a bounce back Wednesday here and get back on the right track. So with that, starting off, I'm going to take the Dallas Mavericks -5. They are playing the Spurs on the road. Dallas -5, I really like the Mavericks here. I know the Spurs have been pretty good this year and they've not been as good as they probably want to be, but they've been scrappy in certain positions and they've been competitive when some people think they'd get blown out. They've won some games or kept it close, so I think that's why this line is here. I think Vegas is respecting the Spurs at home. I did see that right now it looks like LaMarcus Aldridge won't play for the Spurs. If he's not going to play, I really like this minus five here. He's been arguably, obviously, it's him and DeMar DeRozan are their two best players. They got a lot of good other role players with like DeJounte Murray, Derek White, Brian Forbes, Jakob Poeltl. They got a lot of different guys. But still, I think not having a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge who can put up 20 and 10 for you, he hasn't had the best season, but he's still capable of that, it will be a big blow to the Spurs team. The Mavericks are basically healthy. They won't have Jalen Brunson, and it looks like Willie Cauley-Stein is a game time decision, but besides that, they'll have Luka, they'll have Kristaps, they got Seth Curry, they got Tim Hardaway Jr. As long as Luka's playing, I always like the Mavs, and I think Dallas minus five is a good play here. They're 19 and 9 all season when they're on the road. They're 18-7-2 against the spread all year on the road, which is fantastic. The Spurs are returning home. So they've been on an 8-game road trip when they go on that rodeo road trip. They went 2-6 on that road trip, so they're probably going to be a little frustrated. Sometimes when teams come back from road trips, they come home to that first home game and they now they're home, they're rejuvenated, they're sleeping on their own beds, they should get a win, and teams usually drop the ball, so I wouldn't be shocked with that. They are 14-12 at home all year, but they have the second worst spread at home. They're 9-17 against the spread all year at home. It's just not very good. Now they get a Dallas team that is very good against the spread, is very good on the road, is healthy, and the Spurs are not very good like that, and now they don't have one of their key players. So I like Dallas a lot here, minus five. It's sticking with that game. I'm taking Dallas first half minus two. First halves have been more beneficial to me these last couple days because, like I said, these teams are seem like they're putting their foot on the gas early and then coasting. So really, I almost like the first half better because I expect Dallas to go up. It's a minus two first half. I expect them to be up way more than one possession. They have the best first half against the spread in the NBA. They're 38-20. They're inside their last 10 games against the spread first half, they are 8-2. And then what's even more crazy is they are better on the road. They are 23-5 first half against the spread on the road this year. So I think they get off to a quick start. They're better than the Spurs right now, and like I said, I think they get up more than one possession. The Spurs are 9-17 first half against the spread at home. So I think there's a lot of edges here for Dallas, but what's been happening lately is I expect Dallas to be up more than, I expect them to be up big in the first half, maybe 8 points, and then when it gets down here to minus five, they should cover that, but I expect it all of a sudden the Spurs to hit like two threes at the end of like get down four when the game's over or something like that. Just something crazy. That's what's been happening. So I'm fingers crossed, but I'm taking Dallas first half minus two, and I'm taking Dallas full game minus five. All right. Sticking with the first half trend, I'm taking the Miami Heat first half minus six. They have a big spread here. They're playing the Timberwolves. It's 10, I think it's 10 and a half. It might even be 11 points now. I would usually take that with the Miami Heat at home playing a Timberwolves team that's not very good. They don't have Karl Anthony Towns. Yes, they have D'Angelo Russell, but even him, he doesn't really make the... Yes, he makes them better because he's more talented, but team-wise, maybe not. They're just not a very consistent team. But right now, the Heat, I don't trust them after that whole thing with the Cavs. I don't trust big spreads like this with teams that should cover huge spreads at home in a very generous situation. It just failed us the last 2 days. So I'm not going to take the full game. I'm going to take the first half. I expect the Heat to come out fast, strong. They're home. They're rejuvenated. I think we saw that Jimmy Butler's playing. I am just worried about the full game, so that's why I'm sticking here. Let's see here. I had some notes written down for this. So they've been great at home all year, the Heat. They're 23-3 straight up all year, and they've been excellent in the first half this year. They're 35-21-1 and 17-9 at home, and that's against the spread. So I think they come out strong. The Timberwolves, they're just like, they're one of those really teams who are kind of unpredictable. Like, they might come out and somehow steal this game with crazy three-point shots, and they make everything. So fingers crossed that doesn't happen. I'm going to take the Heat first half. They should be up double digits, and then that way, so this way I can almost get the bet out early, and then I don't have to sweat out the third and fourth quarter if the Heat get outscored like the things have been happening lately. So give me the Heat early, and hopefully they do cover, but we're not going to deal with that. So Heat first half minus 6. All right, next one here. I am taking the Boston Celtics plus 4.5. They are on the road playing the Utah Jazz on the second night of the back-to-back. So that is the Celtics are in second night of the back-to-back. They killed the Trailblazers last night. We had that at minus 6. That was an easy win for us. The Blazers, with no Damian Lillard, are just not very competitive. And as a Blazers fan, I know this. So that line was generous. Now they come down to Utah. I don't trust Utah right now. I don't trust them against good teams. I don't trust them to win. And I definitely don't trust them to cover a 4 or even basically a 5-point spread. The Celtics have been... They have been really good lately. They seem to have found a groove, especially Jason Tatum. He's been on an absolute tear. And then something I got from the Action Network, the Celtics are great on second night of the back-to-back since Brad Stevens has taken over as head coach. 43-19 for his career, and they are 39-15 on the road for his career on second night of back-to-backs. Last night, they did blow out the Blazers, so they didn't have to use much energy. They got to give their starters rest in the fourth quarter. That game was never really in doubt, so they didn't have to use much mental energy, much physical energy. Now, come down to Utah. It is a little bit of a lower, longer, not a long flight. It's not really that long of a flight for these Celtics who maybe are used to traveling cross country or whatever. I just like the Celtics here. I don't trust the Jazz, and until the Jazz can show that they can win and be consistent, I'm fading them, and it's been working. They lost to the Suns the other night when I bet that. So now they get a way better Celtics team who's in a groove. I like the Celtics plus 4.5, and I'm even going to sprinkle some money on that money line. I think the Celtics probably end up winning this game. I wouldn't be shocked. I think they're a better team right now than Utah. I mean, that's basically down to it. And I know that maybe Utah, like the edges, but at home, they're good. But just off of everything right now, I'm staying away from the Utah Jazz, and I really like the Boston Celtics. So give me the Boston Celtics plus 4.5, and I might even consider, or I am putting some money on that money line, and that might be something if you are risky enough like me that you would do as well. And then for top props, we're actually going to stick with one player tonight. I'm sticking with Joel Embiid, and I'm going over on his points, and I'm going over on his rebounds. I had this early in the day. I'm taking his over of 25.5 points and his over of 11.5 rebounds. I had this before it got announced that Drummond was not playing for the Cavs. Drummond hasn't been very good for the Cavs, so that's really not a big difference maker, and they still have Tristan Thompson, but still, he's a big body. He's an excellent rebounder, so he's the guy who, when they're out there together, he could steal some rebounds away. I don't see that happening tonight. And now he's also a bigger body who can maybe check Joel Embiid, just strength-wise, just standing his ground maybe a little bit more. He's just another big body to throw at Joel Embiid. He's not playing tonight. I see Joel Embiid having his way. He did it against the Hawks the other night, going for like, what, 40-14, 40-13 or something like that. I think a 30-12, a 30-13 game tonight is not... I mean, I honestly, looking at him, he should be able to put that up pretty easy against this Cavs team. I know the Sixers have been terrible on the road this year, but they almost get a worse team with the Cavs, who've just been terrible in general, and they've been terrible at home. So I think the Sixers need to get a win on the road just to shut some of the people up, to put a W on the road win sheet. And I think to do that, they need to have a big game from Embiid. He just needs to go out early and dominate and put this thing away. No Ben Simmons for the Sixers, so that means that he should be the go-to guy for the Sixers, Embiid. I just see him dominating, and hopefully this thing's not too out of hand early, and the Sixers maybe stay consistent with their road struggles, and the Cavs keep this one maybe close. So we have to see maybe Embiid play his regular minutes and get his regular workload. So I think he has a big game tonight. I see 30 points, maybe 12-13 rebounds from him playing a not very good Cavs team and not very and now they're down a big guy. So give me Joel Embiid's over of 25.5 points and 11.5 rebounds. Tongue tied there. All right, that is it for my bets and top props. Real quick, we'll go through them. Taking the Dallas Mavericks minus 5 on the road against the San Antonio Spurs. taking the Miami Heat first half -6 home against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Boston Celtics +4.5 on the road against the Utah Jazz. And the Dallas Mavericks first half -2. Top props. We are hoping and fingers crossed for a huge game from Joel Embiid. I'm taking the over points and rebounds of 25.5 points and 11.5 rebounds against the Cleveland Cavaliers with no Andre Drummond. All right, that is it for today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully we bounce back today, fingers crossed. Tweet me and let me know what bets of mine you're tailing and maybe what bets I'm missing out on and where you're putting your money on. And also, guys, let me know what sites or stuff you guys use to check out your betting statistics. I have a few that I use, so you can tweet me or you can send me a DM and I'll let you know what I'm using. And you can maybe let's share some knowledge here and let's all let's make some money together. So I appreciate you guys all listening. Make sure and follow me on Twitter and so give this show 5 stars and write a review. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.